I will ask you.
Okay. I got five. The six on the
The Seder. That whole series, there's a whole book like that. Yeah. Oh, to become one, he's got one on marriage. Yeah. He's got that one. He's got another one on Panossa. Very, very interesting book. Very interesting. That's what got me very involved in him, is those. You don't see them today. You don't see them. But this one was written, must be 40 years ago.
It's 91. Yes,
91. That's a long time ago.
The new one, it's called Days of Being.
No, it's what's very interesting is when you go through this, you'll see that it's mamish like reading the New York Times. It's mamish. Bull, what's going on in the world today? Anyway.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, people are rolling. Okay.
Is there an English copy of this or not?
There's no more copies of these. They're out of print. You can't get them anywhere. So hold on to your.
Which one's up in the Hebrew one?
There's only a Hebrew one. Okay, everybody, so let's start. We're busy on the Yud Zayin, Yud Ches. The Seid. Adam Bechir, we started talking about Bechir. And we saw the Rambam, Kolodim Reili Yois, Tzadik Moshe Rabbeinu, or Roshu Kirovim, or Chochem or Sekel, or Rachaman or Achzori, or Kilo or Shova, Vakeit, Shah, Kol Adayos. In the world of Midas, you choose. Ve'ein lo mi she'chfu lo goyzer alav ve'lo mi she'moyshchu le'echad mishnei adrochim. There's no one that turns you either way. You've got free choice. Elhu mi atzmoi u'midaitoi noite le'eze derech she'yetze. Yud Ches, the second paragraph that starts, ve'ein lo. There's nobody or nothing that can move you in either of the directions. In the direction you want to go. From above doesn't come good and bad. You choose. Claimer. Ain't nobody goes on Alam Lios Toiv or Lios Ra. Hashem doesn't goes on anybody to be Toiv or Ra. The given Shekain, who nimtzes a choit who hafsides atzmoy, someone who does a chet, he's mafsid himself. Therefore, it's fitting for him to cry and weep and kainan. Kino al chatoiv v'almasha also l'nafshei v'gom l'rov. What he did to his neshama, that he caused him evil. Who shekosach rav ma'is einan adam chay. What is a person who's alive got to complain about? Hoel v'rishoseinu b'yadeinu. Umidatenu asinu kola ros roi lano lachso b'tshuva la'ezev roshenu sharushus ata b'yadeinu husha kotsa v'chorov nech besod racheinu v'nachkeire v'nashuva. It was our, we've been given roshus and you have das to do whatever you wanted. All this evil you did, and you can't blame anyone else. Therefore, we have to b'chayze b'tshuva. And that's given to us over now. It says, Nech besod racheinu v'nachkeire v'nashuva. You are a free agent. You have to see what this means. It's not so posh. It's not so posh. Not everyone's the same. Everyone's the same. Everyone starts at a different place. And he's the chudus ha-bechira. That's a different discussion. But be'etzem, you're a free agent. Where you're free. That doesn't mean you're a free agent everywhere. But in the areas where you are a Baal Bechira, you're a Baal Bechira, the governor. But that was the Ikka Godel who va'imed a Torah va'amitzvah. The whole Torah stands on the Shinema, Ro nesotin v'nech hayoyim esachayim, kisiv ro anoichi noisin lifneichem hayoyim. Hayoyim, hayoyim. Kloibu sharashus b'yetchem ko v'kol shichofet tzadam lasois, v'may seberan oise bein tovim ban roib, v'pnei ze ha'in yanema. Everything, today, the Roshus is given to everybody, whatever you want. Bain b'tay, bain b'ra. Mi yitayn v'ayya levovem ze lohem klayma. Sha'ein ha'boy rekay fi b'nei adam, v'lo b'ezerim la'asay tay b'ra. In the area of you choosing to do good or bad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't interfere at all. Ela kol masulahim ad kan nishoy. That's the most fundamental principle in Yiddishkeit. Without that, nothing stops. Nothing stops. Now the sugya. Now you have to learn the sugya. The exceptions. Where? How? Od musubach. All the kashas. Well, the bottom line is, and that's what the Rambam's telling us, you can't blame anyone else in these areas. Whether you're rich or poor, whether you're tall or short, that's up to Kosh. We do the opposite. In the areas where we don't have Bechira, we think we have Bechira. In the areas where we have Bechira, we sort of give that to Hashem. You take care of that. You take care of my Torah mitzvahs, Hashem, I'll take care of my panos. That's what we do. We flip it. We flip it. I think there's the Chavis and the Hobbes has a Loshin Kazer. If the Yetzer Hara, that's the Loshin and Tzaz, maybe the Loshin, I don't remember where it is even. But the Yetzer Hara confuses a person into thinking that he has Bechira when he doesn't, and that he does where he, that he does it where he does. That's a Kodesh Bocha, I call me Shammam. Yeah. I once knew a very rich man. He was making money, losing money. You know, he was a real whatever. Whenever he would make money, he would say, it was a good deal. You know, wow. We had a good deal. When things were going bad, I call me Shammam. I call me Seder. Yeah. I see you've been around. Okay. In Son of Lamb, the Rambam. This is the kudus. This thing of bechira is unique to humans. There's no other creature in the world that has this. They have choice. There are choices that non-humans make. It's an old bechira in the area of moral choice. Where are we holding in the sugya now of Bechira? Where is my Nekudas HaBechira? Where am I holding in the subject? This is the foundation of foundations. Nothing starts without this. HaBechira Shnitle Lanu Be'etzim Hi Atzelem Elokim Shebonu. We've heard the word bandied about Atzelem Elokim, Atzelem Elokim. We don't know what it means. Unless you've learned the first shahr of the Nefesh HaChaim properly, you don't know what the Tzelem Elokim is. Be that as it may, is the ikkah of the Tzelem Elokim that we have, that we are, is in the area of Bechira. Tzelem in Yonahi, he's Dadmut Leboira. He's Dadmut Leboira. What does Tzelem mean? It means in a certain aspect, I'm Daim Leboira. Benakudas HaBechira Anu Daimim Leboira Oila. In this area of Bechira, we are doing in Levoira. Kaviyakul, come on, Kodesh Bochu, Yechalasa is Kurit Sainabay Mishirim Elamata Seomati Foil. Same as a Kodesh Bochu, do whatever he wants, and I want to tell him, do this, don't do this, do this. Kachnitno la Odom Hagdorim Suemes. Person, we don't have obviously the Bechira that Hashem has. But in the principle of the Bechira we do have, in the limited area where we do have Bechira, no one can tell you what to do. You're begetter like a Kodesh Baruch Hu is in the getter of. Who can tell you what to do? You're a begetter. No one can tell you what to do. That's why people, mainly men, always say, don't tell me what to do. Hey, what? We don't know what Bechiri is. If Hashem is a Baal Bechira, he has Bechira, and we would tell him Elohim, Hashem made himself? Whatever Hashem is, he made himself. I don't know.
Too big for me to answer that question.
I don't know. So then don't ask.
No, but I know that Hashem made the concept of Bechira.
Okay. So that you know.
That's a given.
And you know that Hashem also has Bechira.
I don't know that.
Fine, so don't know that.
What's the
so you don't know it doesn't mean someone else doesn't know. You said you don't know it. We know that Hashem has to be a Baal Bechira. That's a definition of something that's infinite. He's Kol Yochel, he can do whatever he wants, and no one can stop him doing whatever he wants. Azu boiche bechinim. What Bechira means in the world of Hashem, you're right. You can't use words in the world of Hashem. But those are the words we have. Hashem's Rachum, Chanun. What does that mean? Hashem. But those are the words we were given. We work with the words the Torah gave us. But you're right, in the essence of what Hashem is, you're right. You can't talk about Bechir, you can't talk about anything. But in the Giloy, that which Hashem was Magala of himself to us, that with the Torah that we speak using the words that yeah.
So he doesn't choose from good or bad. He just does what.
I don't know what Hashem does. I need to find out what I'm supposed to do. I'm not a philosopher. I don't know. Go learn the sugyas and you'll understand. I need no one to do that. We have a kasha. How can you have bechira if Hashem knows what you're going to do? The Rambam says you don't know what it means that Hashem knows. We don't understand what it means Hashem knows. What do you mean? I know what it means. I know what I know. Yeah, but Hashem's knowledge is not our knowledge. Hashem's bechira, we can't understand what that means. All you're allowed to say is that your bechira is a marshal. Listen carefully. Your bechira is a marshal for Hashem's bechira. Whatever Hashem's bechira, whatever. The same as your hand is a marshal for what Hashem's hand is. That's a Rambam of Tereshit. But we talk about Hashem's hand in the Torah. Correct? We talk about the Yad Hashem. The Torah does talk in F-formisms or whatever, yeah? The Torah does use terms. The Rambam asks this question. It says, Divrei Torah Koloshim Ne'adam. The Torah talks in human terms. Oh, you happy with that? It means the Torah is a liar. Chas v'chalil. The Torah lies. The Hashem doesn't have a hand, but you can't understand, so we use the word hand. In Mikra Moiti Medechute, the Torah talks about a hand. No, that doesn't mean a hand. I said, the Torah is a liar. How do you understand this Rambam?
Maybe, yeah.
What does the Torah mean when it says a yad?
We don't have the translation.
So the shat is that your yad is a marshal for Hashem's yad. Hashem is a yad. What is that? Any musa? Not a clue what we're talking about. But the closest approximation by a marshal that we can tell you what a hand in Hashem's world is this. You sit and study this until you faint, you'll have a glimmer of what Hashem's hand is. That shut in that Rambam. Has to be. Everything in the world is a marshal for Hashem. That's why it says, if you want to understand Hashem, look at the flesh. Look at yourself and understand yourself well, you'll come to understand Hashem. You can do that in the Mishkan as well. We mentioned that the other day. We'll talk about it more tomorrow. The Mishkan is also B'Tselem Elokim. Kaviyachol, so to speak. Because Adam is B'Tselem Elokim. And the Mishkan is an exact representation of Adam. Adam is an exact representation of the Mishkan. And that's an exact representation of the entire universe. And that's Kaviyachol, what Hashem looks like. The Book of Volume says, you want to understand Hashem, look at the world. We have no access into the spiritual world. We look at the physical world, which is a print of the spiritual world, and you extrapolate back. Yet the whole study of Torah is based on that. You saw it. And we are so far off the subject now that we don't know how to get back. But anyway, we have to learn Nefesh HaChaim. Tomorrow's a breakfast here, and I'm going to be speaking a little bit about what we spoke the other day. So come for the breakfast, don't come for the shift. You've heard it already.
Well, there's breakfast as well. I thought it was the only
one. Correct. You didn't read the program. Start with the breakfast here. And then there's a hachana for the shiur, and then the right of
the shiur. Everybody was the shiur start 5 minutes before your business is your head.
You know what? Good question. But this is a joint aura from Eish Kodesh program. Aura from Eish Kodesh not exactly on the same page about a few things. So we'll let it ride. Eish Kodesh has a yaku who's running this thing.
Okay, but we won't miss what right away since the first 5 minutes.
So calm, because I'm running it all on the
program. I saw the program,
we're busy learning in the base midrash and part of it's a speaking. That took long.
I actually paid attention to the program.
No, what happened was
the word breakfast time.
I'll tell you. Yeah, that's how well you saw it. You saw the 5 minutes and you got a cash on the 5 minutes, but the old breakfast show you missed. Which is impressive that you're worried about the program, not the breakfast. That's impressive.
Yeah.
No, what happened was we set up originally that the product was going to speak at 12. When H. Kodesh got back to us and said they wanted to be 5 to 12, any Musag Lama, but I don't argue if I don't have to. There's no point in it. So we sent out a new email saying sorry to 5 to 12, we didn't change the book. There's a lot of shame because I don't know when Vada is going to speak anyway. But I decided we can see what's going on. And I'm Harold in the purple crown, and I'm looking with a yekin, you know, that's got everything down to the last second.
So we've got news here over there.
Which way was? Revolitsky is going to be giving you share, but in a different subject. We'll probably split into the groups of our sharing, and then we'll prepare the share that way. I don't know. Let's see. I told you, I'm Harold in the purple crayon. I don't know what's going to be. I just write the script as I go along. Harold in the Purple Crayon is a little kid's book. It's a little kid's book about a kid who writes a script as he goes through life. He doesn't have any plans for the future. He just does whatever he needs to do when he needs to do it. Impulsive. That's
like
me. No, there are people that have planned and whatever, you know, got everything obsessively down to the last second and having nervous breakdowns. There are people that have need lokach. Okay, back to our subject. Is Muvan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Baal Bechira, whatever those words mean to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we know that he can do whatever he wants. There's no one can stop him doing what he wants. He's called Yochel. If he's not called Yochel, then he's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, he must have Bechira. What does Bechira mean in his world and in Musa?
The question was that Hashem made Bechira, so he came before Bechira.
He came before everything.
Right.
And he came before even the word before. No, so what are you asking? No, so shush. Fine.
I don't see Hashem having Bechira or not.
Does Hashem have Rachamim? Yeah. Is Hashem Ein Sof?
Yes.
No, Ein Sof was also created by Hashem. Was he Ein Sof before he was Ein Sof? Yes. So you don't understand. You can't understand. Nachon.
Okay.
You can't understand. Nachon. You're limited by words, and Hashem lives in a world where there are no words. So now talk about Hashem using words. You can't.
Hashem,
the only words you can use about Hashem.
No.
That's not what Bechira means in Hashem's world. Of course not. But you know what? Hashem can, if he wants, choose to do that. Otherwise, he's not Kol Yochol. That's the old question. Can Hashem make a stone that he can't lift? You heard that one before? You heard that one before? Whichever way you look at it, it's impossible. Can Hashem make a stone that he cannot lift? If you tell me no, well, then he's limited. If you tell me yes, then he's limited. Monavshah. It's an old... Also, beginner's program kind of a question that introduces people into the world of Kol Yochel. You're talking about something you can't talk about. Using words to describe something that lives beyond words. What words are you allowed to use? The words that the Torah gave us. The Torah gave, that's the miracle of Torah. It interfaces for us an ability to talk about Hashem using words where there are no words to talk about Hashem. You have the problem?
Oh, yeah.
There's no time there. Nachon? If everything comes from Hashem, Hashem created the entire universe in the Bria, where does evil come from? There are big questions you'll have to learn. As you cut your teeth, you'll grapple with these subjects. Okay? Or you won't. Okay. Yeah, there's a few problems here. Well, we work with the words the Torah gave us. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu's got Bechira. What does Bechira mean to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I don't know. But in order for us to be Daimel Abayra Oilo, we have to have Bechira, because he's called Yochel, which means he has Bechira. What type of Bechira is this? Kavi Yochel. Kamo Shakonish Bechira Lasso is Kirit Tzayin Avayin Mishayim Ola Amata Seu Mati Poyol. Kach Nitna La'odem Agdoris Musiemes. We have certain areas, not like Hashem. Where you've been Bechira, is Mishayim Ola Amata Seu Mati Poyol. No one can tell you what to do, and no one can. You have Bechira. That's not the same as anybody else. A blade of grass cannot change itself. It's going to be what it was decreed to be. It can't decide to become a daisy. In 6,000 years, nothing ever from the furthest universes to the smallest subatomic particles ever did what it wasn't supposed to do. Never, ever, ever. Except Adam. Because Adam is a Baal Bechira. And the world was created for a person to be a Baal Bechira. So you could earn the good that Hashem wants to give you instead of getting it for nothing. Which is the whole reason why the world was created. According to the Ramchal, the reason. This other shit, but that's the main thing. Hashem wants you to have good, ultimate good. He's earned good. So the entire Bria, 6,000 years of this entire Bria, is in order for you to have Bechir. If you don't have Bechir, there's no point in your Bria. No point whatsoever. Unless you use your Bechir to get rid of your Bechir. Then you've made it. That was David HaMelech. David HaMelech transcended to the point where he gave up his Bechira as an act of Bechira. Not like Paro, who gave up his Bechira, not as an act of Bechira. Okay, that's another subject. That's another subject. Okay. That's the ultimate use of Bechira, is when you use your Bechira to give up your Bechira. We'll talk about that a little bit tomorrow as well. No, they will speak about a little bit that tomorrow. It's impossible to heal it. We mentioned it the other day also. Okay.
But if you say,
the whole world, they will not change their mission because they can't. We create aberrations in the world where you see the world not doing what it's supposed to do. But that's because Adam is mashpia on the world. Like in the times of Noah, where even the animals have become perverted. That's not because of a bechira they had. That's just because that's the terror of the world. Gamma malachim al-gadayin b'yoysa ein lem koyach bechira. That's a machlokes rishonim, by the way. Whether malachim have bechira or not. At the end of the day, it makes no difference. Because even if they have bechira, they can never use it. Because the truth is so obvious to them that they can never go against it. So what the nafkamin and that machlokes rishonim is about, I have no idea. What they're arguing about, it makes no difference. Malachim have bechira or not, changes my life. But okay. And I'll never be able to use their bechira if they have it. So what do I need to know if they have it or not? That's a machlokes rishonim. Okay. Tafkidim hu ma'a she'nikva alayim miroish v'ayin yichlein mishloisoi. Raka adem hu neza v'ya nikna v'yora v'chira v'yoichel ikvoya is goroloi v'asida b'maisa. You determine your future through the deeds you do. You're building your alam haba as you walk through this world. Direct connection. Ein ha'shum nivra v'oilo. She'kol mitzvay se'hi ha'rotza. There's no bria in the world whose entire essence is rotzoin. Kula nivraim kulam einun bale rotzoin. None of the bria bale rotzoin. Kula rotzoinus shal bale chayim einu ele instinctit. Shetfuah behem. The desires of an animal and the rest of the world are instincts that are planted in them. Lions eat meat and buffaloes eat grass. If you're a buffalo, why would you grass if you could eat meat? Buffaloes could catch meat very easily if they wanted to. They could take out lions. There's no problem. So why do they eat grass? Steak's much nicer than alfalfa.
You get a whip.
Because they were programmed to eat grass. Panda bears eat bamboo. Why? Because that's what they're programmed to do. They've got a special thumb for it as well. Another panda bears have a special thumb. No other bear that breaks the band. I'll tell you something else about pandas you never knew. Pandas are fat little goodies. Yeah, there is no fat producing food in bamboo at all, and that's their staple diet. How do they get fat? Well, that's a good question. Yeah, they discovered recently a bacteria in the gut of a panda bear that reacts with bamboo and produces fat. Yes. And there's no other creature that has that bacteria. Interesting what pandas looked like while the bacteria was evolving over 50 million years. But there's a bigger problem. What they were eating while bamboo was evolving over 50,000 years. Million years we don't know. At the end of the day, how's that for a tricky engineering? Yeah. The pandas never ever ate steak or fish. The bears that eat fish. Pandas don't. Why not? Well, he doesn't like fish. Would you find a panda that does like fish? Never. It's a little mutbar. That's on his teva.
You fed the panda in a zoo of fish, could it eat it?
I don't know. That's an interesting question. How badly you can pervert something in the natural world. Whatever. That's the anthropologists do studies on that, you know. Nurture, nature, all that kind of stuff. I don't know.
It's not possible to give it your behavior completely.
Again, what?